This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Vanessa Melendez, Industrial Organizational Psychology Master's student. Although 63 countries' laws prohibit parents or anyone using corporal punishment on children, half the states in the U.S. still allow it in schools to correct children's behavior. Is this harmful? What is the research evidence? To update prior meta-analyses and to differentiate results comparing and separating child physical abuse from spanking or corporal punishment, researchers meta-analyzed 75 studies on 110 relevant effects of 160,000 children. Results? Spanking and physical abuse outcomes did not differ. Both showed detrimental child outcomes. Compared to children with no spanking, children who were spanked showed more aggression, antisocial behaviors, anxiety, depression, impaired cognitive ability, and lower self-esteem. However, not associated with spanking was the child's immediate defiance, abusing alcohol and substances, or low self-regulation. Importantly, children who were spanked had poorer child-parent relationships. The more parents spanked, the more likely they would physically abuse their child. Yet as adults, the children more likely supported spanking. Parents and teachers, find scientific ways to help children behave positively. Take time to speak privately. Sit and discuss how they can act to get their and other needs met. Agree on what they can do to make amends. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Vanessa Melendez.